Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. I'm glad you could join us again for another deep dive into the world of cybersecurity. We've got some really interesting stories today.
Yeah.
That all kind of highlight how even with like the most cutting edge tech, it often comes back to the human element.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, we always want to think that we're like, you know, outsmarting the bad guys with all the fancy technology, but it's like, almost always human behavior is the weakest link.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you would think with all the advancements we've seen in security technology that we would be better at dodging cyber threats.
Right.
But it often feels like we're taking one step forward and two steps back.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, remember that whole like 95% of data breaches in 2024 involved human error thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like blew my mind when I saw that.
Yeah.
It really makes you think like, are we just setting ourselves up for failure?
Well, it's not just about setting ourselves up for failure. It's really about like the gap between awareness and action. You know, there was a survey that found that like a whopping 86% of employees are convinced they can spot a phishing email.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. Almost half of them admitted to falling for a scam anyway.
Okay. Ouch, so much for confidence, right?
Right.
It's like we think we're cybersecurity ninjas, but then bam, we click a bad link and the whole castle crumbles.
Exactly. That overconfidence that creates a huge blind spot, and the attackers, they know it.
Right.
And the cost of these slip-ups, astronomical. We're talking an average of $13.9 million.
Whoa.
For insider-related data exposure.
Wow.
Think about it. Fatigue rushing through emails. That tempting special offer that's just too good to be true.
Right.
It's all too easy to make a mistake.
It's almost like our brains are hardwired to be helpful and trusting, and hackers have just figured out how to exploit that.
Yeah.
Have you ever fallen for one of those, like, tricky phishing emails?
Actually, yes.
Oh, really?
A few years back, I got one that looked exactly like it was from my bank. I almost clicked the link before realizing something was off. Oh, wow.
It was a good reminder that even cybersecurity experts can be fooled.
That's crazy. So you're telling me like even you who are, you know, in this world day in and day out,
yeah,
you can still get tricked by these things.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Good reminder that we're all human. We all make mistakes.
We do.
But speaking of platforms we trust,
yeah,
let's talk about those collaboration tools we all rely on these days.
Right.
You know, like Microsoft Teams and Slack.
Yeah.
Apparently, attacks targeting these platforms jumped by 7% in 2024.
It's a growing trend.
Really?
And frankly, a bit of a blind spot for many organizations.
I can see that.
We're so used to focusing on email security that we forget about these other platforms where we're constantly sharing sensitive information.
All right.
And often the security measures on these tools, they just aren't as robust as what we see with email.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I know I throw all sorts of files and messages onto Slack without thinking about like who might be lurking in the shadows.
It's kind of scary when you think about it. So what can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, for organizations, it's crucial to prioritize securing these platforms.
Right.
Think, you know, strong passwords,
yeah,
multi-factor authentication, and robust monitoring systems to detect suspicious activity.
So it's not just about like the IT departments locking things down.
Right.
We all need to be more vigilant about our own online behavior.
Yeah.
It's like we're all responsible for guarding our own little corner of the digital world.
Exactly. And speaking of guarding our digital world.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the double-edged sword of AI.
Ooh, AI, the buzzword of the century.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, it is fascinating how AI is changing the game in both attack and defense.
It is.
I read that 12% of people have actually fallen for deepfake scams.
Wow.
That's wild.
Deepfakes are incredibly convincing, and they're getting better all the time.
Yeah.
What's even more concerning is that over half of IT and security decision makers feel unprepared for AI-driven threats.
Really?
That's a pretty big number.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bit unnerving, especially considering how attackers are using AI to craft, like, super sophisticated phishing emails. I mean, imagine an email that, like, perfectly mimics your CEO's writing style. Talk about a nightmare.
It's a real concern. And the examples go beyond just phishing emails. Think about deep fake videos used to spread disinformation or manipulate individuals.
Yeah.
It's a whole new level of deception.
It's almost like a cyber arms race with the good guys and the bad guys constantly trying to outsmart each other.
Yeah.
But hey, at least we're fighting back, right?
Yeah.
I read that 95% of organizations are now using AI for defense, which is pretty encouraging.
That's the silver lining.
Yeah.
AI is a powerful tool for both sides, and it's reassuring to see it being used extensively for good.
Right.
We're seeing AI integrated into everything from network traffic analysis to malicious file detection, even cybersecurity training programs.
So it's like AI fighting fire with fire. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
But I imagine staying ahead of the curve with AI-powered attacks is a constant challenge.
Absolutely. It's a continuous learning process, and organizations need to stay informed about the latest AI tools and attacker tactics to effectively counter these evolving threats.
Right.
But let's shift gears for a moment and delve into a story that highlights the speed at which these attackers operate.
Okay. I'm ready for the next chapter in our cybersecurity saga. Hit me with it.
All right. This one involves a hacking group that's been making waves in South America, specifically targeting organizations in Colombia and Ecuador.
Hey.
They call themselves Blind Eagle.
Blind Eagle.
And they've been around since at least 2018.
Blind Eagle, huh? Sounds intense. What are they up to these days?
Well, they've been exploiting a vulnerability in Microsoft Windows, but what's really interesting is that they were using a new packer as a service called HeartCrypt.
Okay, hold up. Packer as a service. You're going to have to break that one down for me. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Think of it like a super sneaky disguise for malicious code.
Okay.
Packers essentially compress and encrypt malware, making it harder for security tools to detect.
Gotcha.
HeartCrypt is just the latest player in this game, and it's making life difficult for defenders.
So they're like wrapping up their nasty little surprises in pretty paper, basically.
Exactly. And to make matters worse, they were even using legitimate platforms like Bitbucket and GitHub to distribute their payloads.
Wait, seriously. Those are sites for developers to share code, right? Not exactly where I'd expect to find cyber criminals hiding out.
It's a clever tactic. By blending in with legitimate developers, they can fly under the radar and avoid detection, and then bam, they unleash their payload, which in this case is a particularly nasty piece of malware called the Remcos RAT.
RAT, as in like the rodent.
Well, not quite.
Okay.
RAT stands for Remote Access Trojan, which is basically a backdoor into your system.
Yeah.
Once it's installed, the attackers have full control of your device.
Really?
They can steal your data, spy on them. You even use your computer to launch attacks on others. It's pretty scary stuff.
Ugh, that does not sound good. So these Blind Eagle guys, they're basically digital ninjas sneaking into your computer and taking over.
You could say that they're definitely skilled and resourceful, but they're not infallible.
Oh,
in fact, they made a pretty big blunder recently. Seems they accidentally revealed their possible location due to an operational error.
Wait, they slipped up. Tell me more. I love a good villain's downfall.
But they were using a GitHub repository, and an analysis of the commit history revealed a file containing account password pairs with over 1,600 unique email addresses.
Ooh, so they basically doxed themselves. That's gonna hurt.
It does, and it gives security researchers valuable clues to track them down.
Right.
The file was quickly deleted, but the damage was done based on the time zone info in the file. Looks like they might be operating somewhere in South America, which aligns with their known targets.
Wow, it's like a real-life cybersecurity detective story who knew hackers could be so clumsy. But speaking of sneaky tactics, I read about another group using a completely different approach. North Korean threat actors sneaking Android spyware onto Google Play.
Ah, yes. This one is concerning. These actors are becoming increasingly adept at disguising malicious apps as legitimate ones, and they're targeting official app stores.
Wow.
Not just shady third-party ones.
It's scary because you think you're downloading a harmless app, maybe a file manager or a security tool, and bam, you've just invited a spy into your pocket.
Precisely. And this particular spyware dubbed Cosby is particularly insidious. It has the capability to collect a massive amount of sensitive information.
Like what kind of information are we talking about here?
We're talking SMS messages, call logs, GPS location data files from local storage audio recordings, from the device's microphone photos, and videos from the camera screenshots, even keystrokes.
Wow, that's basically everything. They can see everything you do, hear everything you say, know where you are at all times. It's like something out of a spy movie.
It's a chilling thought, and it highlights the importance of being extremely careful about what we download, even from sources we think are trustworthy like Google Play.
It makes you wonder, how did these malicious apps even get through the screening process in the first place?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? App stores are constantly battling against malicious actors trying to slip their creations through the cracks. It's a constant cat-and-mouse game.
Okay, so what can we as everyday users do to protect ourselves? Besides, you know, living off the grid and communicating via smoke signals.
Well, that's always an option.
Right.
But For those of us who enjoy the conveniences of the digital world,
yeah.
there are some simple steps we can take.
Okay.
First, always scrutinize app permissions before installing anything if an app is asking for access to things that don't seem relevant to its function. That's a red flag.
Good point. Like, why does a flashlight app need access to my contacts? Makes no sense.
Exactly. Also, be sure to keep your device's operating system and security software updated. Those updates often include patches for vulnerabilities that attackers could exploit. And lastly, be cautious about downloading apps from third-party app stores. Stick to official sources like Google Play or the Apple App Store whenever possible.
Great advice.
Yeah.
It's all about being proactive and not just blindly trusting everything we see online. Speaking of not blindly trusting things, I read another story about a different type of Android spyware.
This one also involved North Korean hackers, but instead of targeting just Google Play exclusively, they went for a double whammy, hitting both Google Play and a third-party store called APK Pure Sneaky Right.
Whoa, double the trouble. So they're branching out, covering all their bases. What kind of apps were they using this time?
Well, they stuck to a similar playbook, disguising the spyware as seemingly harmless apps. We're talking file managers, security tools, even software updaters, the same kind of apps that most people download without a second thought.
Ugh, it's so frustrating. You think you're doing the right thing, downloading an app to like manage your files or boost your security, and then bam, you've been hit with a spyware. It's like a digital Trojan horse.
Exactly. And this particular strain of spyware, which researchers have dubbed COSPY, is particularly nasty. We're talking about the ability to intercept SMS messages, record phone calls, track GPS location, steal files, record audio using the device's microphone, even capture photos and videos.
Okay, that's a whole lot of access. They basically have eyes and ears everywhere. Were there any details about how they were able to get these apps onto the app stores? I mean, don't these platforms have security checks in place?
They do, but the attackers are constantly finding new ways to bypass those checks.
Right.
It's a constant cat and mouse game, and once these malicious apps are up, they often look perfectly legitimate to the average user.
Right. So how do we protect ourselves? Is there any way to tell if an app is harboring spyware before we download it?
It's tough, but there are some things to look out for. Pay close attention to the app's permissions.
Okay.
If it's asking for access to things that don't seem necessary for its function, like access to your contacts or microphone, when it's just a simple calculator app, that's a huge red flag.
Right. That makes sense. Don't just blindly click accept on those permission requests.
Exactly. And it's always a good idea to stick to well-known, reputable apps from established developers. Do some research, read reviews, and be wary of apps with very few downloads or those that look like they're trying to mimic popular apps.
Good advice.
Yeah.
It's all about being proactive and not just assuming that every app on the store is safe. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, haven't we? From human error to sneaky hacking groups to AI-powered attacks and hidden spyware, it seems like the threats are coming from all sides.
It's true. The cyber landscape is constantly evolving and the attackers are always finding new and creative ways to exploit vulnerabilities. But that doesn't mean we should just throw up our hands and surrender.
Absolutely not. Knowledge is power. And the more we understand about the threats we face, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves.
Well said. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility, and it takes all of us working together to stay ahead of the bad guys.
You got that right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into cybersecurity. A huge thank you to you for sharing all these insights and helping us navigate this crazy world.
Always a pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, stay vigilant, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe online.
Absolutely.
Until next time, everyone.